Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. Today, we are going to continue in our The Guide series, and we've already talked about sleep and hydration, and today we're going to take the next important step that a lot of people honestly are unaware of and that would really yield a lot of benefits for them if they were to implement this one thing into their lifestyle routine. But before we get into that, just to let you know about a couple opportunities that you can support the podcast as well as get some beneficial information for yourself. First, how can you get some beneficial information for yourself? You can go ahead and take a look in the show notes below and grab our guide, which reveals the three most common reasons that people who are struggling to lose 20 or more pounds of fat and heal their relationship with food, the three most common reasons why those things are difficult and have become an issue for them, that they're working hard, that they are watching what they eat, that they eat generally healthy, they're spending time in the gym, but yet it doesn't seem like the needle is moving for them. That guide reveals the three most common reasons that that happens, and in addition to that, of course, reveals the three steps that you can take in order to solve those problems and never have them happen again. In addition to that, one way that you can support the show, as well as support other people that are looking for the kind of information that we provide, is to go ahead and hit the subscribe button, subscribe to the podcast. That way, you get all future episodes delivered straight to your favorite podcast player, as well as the fact that it enables the podcast players to kind of identify that we send out valuable information, and they can then recommend us to other people who need the information that we provide. All right, moving right along into the main portion of the show. Today, we're talking about protein. Now, a lot of people struggle with protein intake, and most people, quite honestly, are totally unaware of the benefits, and they're unaware of the fact that they're grossly under-consuming in protein. We're going to talk about this later in future episodes, but one of the main issues that people face when it comes to losing weight is actually not weight loss in the first place, but it's keeping it off. And one of the reasons that that happens is not because that they're just not disciplined enough, it's not because they don't work hard enough, but it comes back to the fact that the diet industry has placed a lot of emphasis on just eating less. And although eating less is the answer for some people, for people that are working hard and just not seeing the results that they want to see, that's not the main issue. In fact, the main issue for them is not that they're eating too much, but sometimes just that they don't have enough muscle. And when you have more muscle, it becomes way, way easier to maintain your weight over the long haul. And so you don't have those huge swings, those lose 20 pounds and gain 30 kind of situations. And so today we're going to talk about protein because protein is essential, obviously. It's the building block of muscle. And so it's essential in order to build and maintain muscle over the long haul. But in addition to that, we also want to talk about other benefits that protein has for us as well. And so first of all, today, I just want to talk about the benefits of protein, and I'm going to spend the bulk of the time today talking about that, making you aware of the benefits that you can enjoy if you simply increased your protein intake. And so first of all, when it comes to protein, one of the main benefits when it comes to fat loss is that protein is so satisfying. In other words, have you ever been on a diet and you spend time in that diet and you maybe make it a week and you feel pretty good, but week number two, you start to get really hungry. And it's because you're probably eating salads for lunch, salads for dinner, you're eating something low calorie for breakfast. And typically, when people are serious about dieting and they do those kinds of practices, they're pretty much grossly under eating protein, because salads, when you think about it, is pretty much just the chewable form of water. Unless you're putting a whole bunch of protein in the salad, you are 100% going to be hungry later on. And so maybe this sounds familiar, maybe it's just me, but in the past, when I first started my journey, I would eat a low-calorie breakfast and a salad for lunch, but by the time I got home, I was just so hungry. and my body needed more calories. And so it ramped up my cravings to a point where, you know what I did? I would go to the pantry and I would grab that bag of family-sized potato chips and I'd pretty much eat the whole thing, which is a ton of calories. And is the issue that I'm over-consuming? And the answer is yes, because I'm eating a whole bag of family-sized potato chips. That's a ton of calories. And so, yes, I am over-consuming. But I could have solved that over-consumption if I never allowed myself to get that hungry in the first place. And that's the number one benefit of protein when it comes to fat loss, is that when you eat an appropriate amount of protein, you don't reach those levels of hunger because protein is so satisfying. This is actually one of the reasons why processed foods, it's so easy to overconsume them. Because when you look at the majority of processed foods and you look at the nutrition label, you'll see the fact that the protein count on those items are just so low. And this is kind of on purpose, because when you think about the food industry, what is their main priority? Well, like any business, right? And I don't fault them. They're a business and they're trying to make a profit. But like any business, their goal is to get you to buy more product. And if they want you to buy more product, in this case, food product, how are they going to be able to accomplish that if you're satisfied with the food that you've eaten? If you eat processed food and you're not hungry anymore, well, guess what? You're not going to go back and buy more because you're already satisfied. But if they decrease the amount of protein in those processed foods and it leaves you hungry afterwards, then the inverse will happen. You'll go back to the store and you'll purchase more and they'll make more profit. Again, I'm not saying that those foods are bad. I'm not saying you shouldn't have processed foods. Because psychologically, if you enjoy certain processed foods, the same thing is going to happen. Your body's going to ramp up cravings for that food if you totally deprive yourself of it. The balance that you want to find is eating enough of those things that your cravings don't ramp up, eating the processed foods that you truly enjoy, and eating them in a moderate amount while also eating an appropriate amount of protein really strikes that middle balance that you want to have, so that your cravings don't get out of control. And so number one, the main benefit of protein when seeking to lose fat is the satiety effect. Number two, like we mentioned at the beginning, it is the muscle maintenance effect. And so we're not going to go too into depth there just because we already talked about that kind of at the beginning. But one of the issues that people face is that they lose weight and they gain it back. And it's not because they lack discipline. It's because they lack a decent amount of muscle. And when you have muscle, it becomes so much easier because your metabolism is in just such a healthier place. It becomes so much easier to maintain your fat loss over the long haul. And so when you're eating an appropriate amount of protein, muscle maintenance becomes way easier, and weight maintenance and fat maintenance becomes way easier as well. This brings us to number three, and that is body composition. And this goes along with number one and number two. If number one, you're satisfied, so you're not tempted to overconsume a whole bunch of calories because you're just so hungry, right? Protein keeps you at a good place mentally so that your cravings don't ramp up. If you're accomplishing that and you're accomplishing muscle maintenance, then that also means that you're going to lose fat and maintain muscle, which means that when you look in the mirror, you're going to be proud of what you see, because the natural byproduct of number one and number two combined is that you will automatically receive a better body composition and be pleased about the progress that you're making whenever you pass by and look in the mirror. And number four, this is also something that's super important that people don't realize that protein plays a role in, and that is hormone health. And I don't know if you're on LinkedIn, but I'm connected with a functional medicine practitioner named Rosemary on LinkedIn. And Rosemary, I'm going to let you know that I gave you a shout out on this podcast. And if you somehow end up hearing this and I mispronounced your name, please forgive me. But she posted a post the other day and she was talking about how protein plays such a vital role when it comes to hormone balance in our body. And I'm so glad that she brought that point up. Because when you think about what's necessary in order to have proper hormone balance, first, before that happens, you need to have proper hormone production. Your body needs to be in a healthy place that it will produce healthy hormones. And hormone production comes from amino acids. And where do amino acids come from? They come from dietary protein. And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to link that post that she shared down in the show notes below just to give her a shout out. I really like what she does. And if you're struggling with gut health or hormone health, go ahead and check out her stuff and see what you think. And if you think she's a good fit for you, then go ahead and reach out to her. But now that we've talked about the benefits of protein, we also want to talk about, okay, now that I am convinced that I need to be eating more protein, the question becomes, how much protein should I be eating? Now, over the years, they've done a lot of studies on what's the optimal intake of protein. And first, I'm going to put a disclaimer on it, and that is that there is some individual variance when it comes to how you feel and how you perform when it comes to your protein intake. But they've done a lot of studies on what's the optimal range. And the optimal range over a bunch of different scientific studies is that the optimal range for most people falls between 0.6 and 0.8 grams per pound of body weight. And so what you'd want to do is you'd want to take what your desired body weight is, and you'd want to multiply that somewhere between 0.6 and 0.8. Now, when I work with somebody, I usually recommend 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. And I'm going to be totally transparent and give you the reason why I do that. I tell people 1 gram because I know that 1 gram per pound of desired body weight is difficult to achieve. Although it's very good if you can achieve it because of all the benefits that we've already talked about and listed above. But if you fall short of 1 gram per pound of body weight, you're still probably going to land in the 0.6 to 0.8 range. And so most people do struggle, at least at the beginning, to get in 1 gram of protein per pound of desired body weight. And so if I tell them, hey, go ahead and shoot for 1 gram, and they fall short of that, guess what? They're probably somewhere in between 0.6 and 0.8 grams per pound of their desired body weight. And so that is the optimal range that they found is the average for most people, even though there is some individual variance. Now, you also might be thinking to yourself, well, how do I go about figuring out how much I've eaten in a day? And that can be a little bit difficult to describe. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to link in the show notes an Instagram post that I've already made on how to track and measure your protein throughout the day. And hopefully that makes it so much easier for you to be able to just educate yourself on what you're currently eating and how you can better hit your goals in the future. Now, before we wrap up this episode, I do want to put in a little caveat here, and that is that most people grossly underconsume in protein, and I've kind of already talked about in this episode. We mentioned that way back at the beginning. And because most people grossly underconsume in protein, when they start trying to hit these targets, they really start having a tough time. And because of that, here's my recommendation for you. If you start tracking your protein and you discover, which is normal, by the way, this is true for most people, which is why most people struggle when it comes to weight loss maintenance. But if you start tracking and you start to discover, hey, I'm only eating like 70 to 80 grams, which as an adult, that's not enough. You're not going to want to jump like another 80 grams. Let's say that your desired body weight, you want to weigh 160 pounds. Well, you're not going to go from 80 grams all the way up to 160 grams, because that's double what you're currently eating. And your body is adapted to what you're currently eating. And so you might have some digestive discomfort when you jump from 80 grams all the way up to 160 grams. Now, some people don't experience that. So again, there's individual variance here, but experiment with it. If you find that getting in enough protein is difficult for you, that hitting those targets is difficult for you, then here's my recommendation for you as well to make that easier. That is to take what you're currently eating, whatever amount of protein you're currently eating, and add 20% to that. And so let's just say, so the math is easy to do. Let's say you're currently eating 100 grams of protein and you want to increase it to say 160, but you're finding it difficult to get up to 160. Well, start not by jumping from 100 to 160, but start by increasing from 100 to 120, increase it by 20%. And so by doing that, you're giving your body time to adjust as you gradually increase your protein intake over time so that you minimize the digestive discomfort that you might experience at the beginning. And that's not because it's unhealthy to eat that much protein. It's because you've become adapted to eating such little protein. And so you just work your way up a little bit at a time and make those little adjustments over time until you hit those numbers. And by the time you hit those numbers, you'll probably discover that you look and feel much, much better. And so, with all that being said, thank you for joining me here as we talked about protein, episode number 3 in the guide series. And I look forward to seeing you next time on the Fat Loss Simplified podcast. And I hope you have a great day. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.